Civilization! Civilization, indeed! Cried Mr. Parker, delighted. Look, my dear Mary, look at William Healy's windows. Blue shoes and nankeen boots. Who would have expected such a sight at a shoemaker's in Old Sanditon? This is new within the month. There was no blue shoe when we passed this way a month ago. Glorious indeed! Well, I think I have done something in my day. Now for our hill, our health-breathing hill. In ascending, they passed the lodge gates of Sanditon House and saw the top of the house itself among its groves. It was the last building of former days in that line of the parish. A little higher up, the modern began, and in crossing the down, a prospect house, a Bellevue cottage, and a Denham place were to be looked at by Charlotte with the calmness of amused curiosity, and by Mr. Parker with the eager eye which hoped to see scarcely any empty houses. More bills at the windows than he had calculated on, and a smaller show of company on the hill. Fewer carriages, fewer walkers. He had fancied it just the time of day for them all to be returning from their airings to dinner. But the sands and the terrace always attracted some, and the tide must be flowing about half-tide now. He longed to be on the sands, the cliffs, at his own house, and everywhere out of his house at once. His spirits rose with the very sight of the sea, and he could almost feel his ankle getting stronger already. Trafalgar House, on the most elevated spot on the down, was a light, elegant building, standing in a small lawn with a very young plantation round it, about 100 yards from the brow of a steep but not very lofty cliff, and the nearest to it of every building, except one short row of smart-looking houses called the Terrace, with a broad walk in front, aspiring to be the marl of the place. In this row were the best milliner's shop and the library, a little detached from it, the hotel and billiard room. Here began the descent to the beach and to the bathing machines, and this was therefore the favourite spot for beauty and fashion. At Trafalgar House, rising at a little distance behind the terrace, the travellers were safely set down, and all was happiness and joy between Papa and Mamma and their children, while Charlotte, having received possession of her apartment, found amusement enough in standing at her ample Venetian window and looking over the miscellaneous foreground of unfinished buildings, waving linen and tops of houses to the sea, dancing and sparkling in sunshine and freshness.